Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget all the other things that you can do there on my site. It's a little bit of small business heaven. Doug Campbell's there. He's on our website. He's a member of our Brain Trust, and he's also managing director of the Success Coach, where he works with businesses and business owners and independent professionals to help them have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Doug, welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have you back, as always. Doug, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is the idea of reinventing our businesses. And this is a topic that I, as I mentioned before you got here, that all of us ought to look at a little bit, but especially those businesses who were part of the marketplace, say, 10 years ago, maybe even 8 years ago. And because the 21st century was more than just a calendar click. It really is a different world than the 20th century, isn't it?
Completely. Certainly deregulation in the last 20 years of a lot of industries like airlines and banks has changed.
Radio. Don't forget radio.
Radio.
Well, any kind of media. Any kind of media.
Yep, media completely.
Mm-hmm.
I think obviously the business world changes all the time, and we're seeing, more competition and more expertise and, better informed consumer. That changes markets.
New technologies.
It's just something you got to be constantly looking at. Sometimes what I'll do when I do team building and strategy retreats for companies, and I'll take out a sheet of paper and say, okay, write down two trends that are going to impact your business.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about it. And, virtually every business is impacted by technology, so that's usually one. But another might be, hey, it's foreign competition. It's someone else is getting into the market. Someone's changed the pay scale. There's always something that's going to impact your business.
Well, exactly, and also cultural changes. There are the marketplace is people are entering the marketplace and making an impact at an earlier stage of their business than ever before. I mean, if you think about 100 years ago, how long it took a company to really to have an impact on a market. Today, with technology, companies, small businesses can emerge very quickly. And if they've got a better idea, that idea catches on quickly. And it can really have an impact on people who are too far behind the curve.
It certainly can. And unfortunately, today, a lot of times the cycles are so short that you may have a great idea and someone
else
has already copied it or brought it in right behind you. So you don't have a window to kind of get established. And I think I was mentioned to you earlier, Jim, I heard Ted Fishman speak last night, who wrote China, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was talking about how there, many times a new business or new product will come out and there'll be 300 Chinese companies in that market making the product and driving down prices,
mm-hmm.
very, very quickly. And in his book, he actually writes about the impact on some of the cities in the Midwest, manufacturing cities. So I think you got to be looking for, is someone like the Chinese, are they getting into your market? How would they impact your market if they did?
One of the most important things that I think that we need to pay attention to is something you said a minute ago, Doug, and that was how short the cycles are these days. When you and I were young pups, somebody could create a strategy or a product or whatever and expect it to have at least a year's worth of value, if not maybe 5 years, maybe more. 20, 30 years ago, you could do that. Today, the cycle could be months, and not years, but months. And so the point is that really, if we think about it, every company should constantly be looking at opportunities to reinvent themselves, shouldn't they?
I think they should. And I think you have to remember, too, if you're starting a business, a lot of times, like, for example, my website, the successcoach.com, my website developer's developing a site called Sites for Art. for artists to put their artwork on the web and show it. And he's got a great template, and you go in and choose how you want to do it. And it's really great. But, you know, there are 8 or 10 other people doing the same thing around the country. And I ran into someone running an art guild yesterday and said, oh, yeah, there are a lot of people doing that. So you got to be focused. You got to deliver quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's got a lot of other aspects to his business. He's not spending enough time on this.
What are you? How are you telling your clients to think about reinvention?
Well, initially I was thinking about kind of the classic reinvention. You know, if you look at Steve Brandt, teaches at Stanford B School, and, you know, his model, and I tend to agree with it, most people, if they're in business for 5 to 7 years, want to change their business. They want to grow another branch on the tree. They want to offer new products, new services. They want to really change their business. And I think that's maybe the first thing to think about, that even if you get in business and you're very successful for a few years, either intellectually or just need for a change, you're going to want to make some changes at some stage between 5 and 10 years. And that I've seen again and again and again. So that's one thing to keep in mind.
And are you talking about dramatic changes? You're not talking about
necessarily.
You're not talking about fine-tuning, are you?
Yeah, fine-tuning. But, you know, for example, when I started in the executive coaching CEO business 10 years ago, you know, about three, four years into it, I started doing a lot of writing for newspapers. I became in the National Speakers Association about 3 years ago, and I do a lot of speaking. Those kind of work in harmony with the coaching, CEO coaching, executive coaching business, but they're different businesses. And now I'm working on, you know, writing a book. So they all kind of work together, but they're quite different, you know, different skill sets.
Right. Well, in a small business, in most small businesses, there are lots of different ways to reinvent yourself. You could reinvent yourself with regard to, you know, the actual business, the actual industry that you're in. You've probably seen this because I have, and Doug, and that is where some companies aren't even selling the same things that they were selling 5 years ago.
Oh, definitely.
And so it could be a product, but it also could be the way you penetrate the market. How do you approach the market with the same products maybe you've been selling, but it's maybe instead of a traditional, you're focusing more on the virtual marketplace. What do you think?
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, getting in virtual is a big one. I think finding the product that really takes hold. A lot of times, I think companies that are fairly young. Their initial product may not be what they ultimately do well with and grow
right.
with.
Right. Doug, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Doug Campbell, Managing Director of the Success Coach. We're going to talk some more about reinventing your business right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Doug Campbell's here, too, because he's doing a good job of helping us understand how to reinvent our businesses. Doug is the managing director, of the Success Coach. Give us that website again, Doug.
TheSuccessCoach.com, TheSuccessCoach.com.
All right. And that new book you were talking about, when's it coming out?
Well, the working title, I've got a little ways to go on it, is The 8 Stages of Growing a Business. So I'm really going to talk about a number of people, clients I've worked with and people
right.
I know who started businesses and kind of the challenges they've gone through.
Is one of those stages reinventing yourself?
Yes, it is.
I would
and
think
so. And that's that kind of 5 to 10 year stage, although it can come a lot earlier and come a lot later.
Mm-hmm. Reinventing yourself could take a lot of shapes. It could be where it's time for the founder to step down or to phase out and bring in the heirs or the next owner. That could be part of the
meeting. I was just meeting with a guy yesterday. He's in the eyeglasses business, and he has 2 stores, and his son's involved in the business. He's in his early 70s, and you know, it's really time for him to hand over the reins.
Right.
And so we're going to work on a transition. He's, you know, there may be some issues. His son may need to step up in a few ways to do this. And it's been on his mind for 2 or 3 years, and he's finally, you know, we're going to work out a plan to make it all happen.
Isn't it interesting, Doug, to see those kinds of businesses, to see how many there are on both sides of that fence? One side where the guy thinks he's going to live forever. He doesn't want to turn anything loose, or she, maybe, anything loose, and just really creates and oftentimes winds up presiding over the demise of the business, you know, as their life, as they get closer to the end of their life, they also preside over the end of the company. And then you go to the other side of the fence, and you got the folks who are proactive and who recognize that they're not going to live forever, that maybe the company needs some new energy, and they make the right decisions.
Yeah, and most small business owners, of course, if their family issues are kind of bend over backward to make it work and hand it over, they're too, you know, maybe too easy, or they don't have the same expectations they would for someone who wasn't a family owner, family business. It's very hard, and some people, you know, what gets them to move or to make these reinvention moves or to make these changes, it's got to be either it builds up over time and then they finally say, okay, I'm going to do something. Or they're, again, as you said, proactive, and they plan and they just see it, you know.
I think it has to do a lot with where people, how people choose to feed their ego. I think that whether they make the decision one way or the other has to do with how they choose to feed their ego. Do they choose to feed their ego by being in control, by manipulating people, by always needing to be on the top of the heap? Or could they find a way to feed their ego by watching other people be successful, by building a legacy? What do you think about that perspective?
Well, I think that, you know, probably the best small business success models are people who build up other people. I'm working with an ad agency. It's a startup about 8 months ago, and he's already got 8 employees. And we're actually doing a major kind of team building strategy event today. And, you know, his whole role, as he sees it, is coaching and helping other people achieve at a high level. And that's why he's gotten 8 people so quickly. Mm-hmm. And we're going to double it again in the next, you know, 12 to 18 months. And we can do it. He's got the right attitude. He really believes in people and developing people. Whereas a lot of classic entrepreneurs, everything revolves around them. You know, they have to make every decision, and they're the funnel. They're the bottleneck.
The people who are the most successful in business are the ones, and I've said this before, and I'm going to keep saying it. The people who are the most successful in business are the ones who are able to aggregate the success of others rather than having to be the recipient of all the success in the business.
Yep, I agree with you completely.
When you can aggregate the success of others, you not only leverage their efforts and their energies and their brain power, you actually can become much more successful that way than by being the one who has to have, you know, where all the success has to emanate from them.
Well, and part of it's maturity. You know, Richard, for example, is late 40s. He ran a division of a major New York ad agency. He'd been doing that for over 20 years, so he really knows the business. So he's very confident in his skills and abilities and his knowledge. So I think it's a lot easier for someone like that than someone who's early 30s, you know, kind of.
But you know, really, Doug, I found that ego doesn't have any, you know, out of control ego doesn't have doesn't respect any age. I mean, I found it I've known, you know, men in their 70s and even 80s that you know still hadn't gotten that. I just think it's a matter of you know how they look at where they want to find their success. But it all goes back to what we talked about in the beginning, Doug, and that is this whole concept of reinventing yourself and your company. I think in the 21st century, there has to be some kind of constant reinvention motion going on. Maybe it's not in high gear all the time, but it's in some kind of a gear. What do you think?
I think so, and you know, you just prompted an idea for me. I think a lot of people who are pretty successful in business, their reinvention becomes, how do I give back? Maybe through a nonprofit or
right.
through a some kind of effort that's above and beyond their company or their
right.
main issue. And that's very common. I see that with a lot of people.
I see it. It's a repeated trait of the highly successful small businesses that I've met, Doug. I agree with you. Doug, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us your website again.
TheSuccessCoach.com. TheSuccessCoach.com.
Thank you, Doug, for being here. See you next time.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Quick Bye-bye. Break. Right back with Ron Chernow. We're going to talk about Alexander Hamilton. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.